Charles Croucher is Chief Political Editor with Nine News. Good morning, Charles. The government's housing policy won't be voted on this week, it seems, facing a major block in the Senate from the crossbench. Is this the first big policy kind of roadblock they've faced?
They've managed to negotiate their way around different styles and kinds of roadblocks before. Whether it is a real big roadblock, we have to wait and see. What I'm told and what the indication was from Tony Burke there in the interview you did is that, you know, the two parties here, the Labor Party and the Greens, the two crucial parties to get this through, are poles apart and are nowhere near getting any kind of consensus on this. So that makes it difficult to see where the bridge is to get them to the same place. Effectively, the Greens say they drew their red line at renters. And we've spoken before, and certainly anyone that is renting out there knows just how tough that market is now. The Greens want a huge amount of money to go into rentals, rent assistance, as well as a discussion of a moratorium on rent together, freezing the rates of rents across the state. They also want an extra, I think it was $5 billion each year to be contributed as a combination of states and federal governments to build more houses. They're looking at about 1 million houses over the next 5 to 10 years. The current policy, which is to put $10 billion in a future fund, use the dividends and reinvest that, aims for about 30,000 houses over the next 5 years. However, if there is no deal, then we're not getting any houses, and that's the really big threat. Jackie Lambie in particular has been near on apoplectic about the idea that this is all being stalled over negotiations and you're arguing over numbers where the current number is zero, and that will be the number unless a deal can be reached.
It's interesting, isn't it? We thought that the safeguards mechanism would be the big sticking point between the Greens and the government, and yet that was resolved this week. Did you pick it, that this one would be the one?
There's some in the government that seem to think that to have so much compromise in so little time was too much compromise for the Greens, and that this might be a way of giving Adam Bandt some time as leader to let this all wash over his base and then refocus on the housing, that they didn't want to be seen as rolling over every time, even though at each of the steps along the way they have gotten concessions. And certainly from a Greens perspective, they will say they have made each bill better. But no, this certainly didn't seem like the one. Well, I mean, the reason this didn't seem like the one that would be the sticking point is that everyone agrees. They're in furious agreement that more homes need to be built, that there is a housing crisis across Australia, there is a rental crisis across Australia, and with the cost of living so high at the moment, that the rents are taking up bigger and bigger chunks of what is a diminishing income for families. I think everyone's in furious agreement over that. Mm. So it is surprising from a pure logistics side that this is the sticking point when this is a solution. The argument is this the solution? And that's what's got Jackie Lambie in particular so angry.
Now, today, of course, the latest inflation figures will come out. Mm. And we got confirmation there about, you know, the government's kind of minimum wage submission that it will be putting in on Friday from Tony Burke as well. What do we expect to see on both those fronts?
Well, Tony Burke saying that their ethos, their attitude hasn't changed is an indication that minimum wage submission will be high to try and keep up with inflation. Certainly, the smart people, and you've had some on your program this morning, say that we're looking at a monthly inflation number somewhere in the low sevens. Really optimistic people would say high sixes of the percentages. That is down from what we all hope was the peak in December. However, that is still far too high, and that'll still put pressure on the Reserve Bank to keep taking action into the future, whether that is in a fortnight's time or whether that's in months' time. You simply cannot live with an inflation figure in the sixes or sevens or even fives. That really eats into people's ability to make money, to get ahead and to look after their families. So, look, any decrease is a good sign, and we keep cheering on those decreases, but there are a lot of nerves around what that figure will be. And then, in turn, how any minimum wage submission will impact that figure in the future, because we have a quarterly figure coming out that's really, I mean, these are indications, these monthly figures, but that quarterly figure coming out on the 26th of April, I think, is the big one that people are looking to.
final question without notice, but just on the way that the Voice is panning out. We've seen a strategy from the opposition this week of asking many questions in question time in relation to the Voice and whether even it would advise the Reserve Bank of Australia. What's going on here?
Well, this is the idea that the Voice will make representation on any executive function that impacts Indigenous people. And they're seeing the Reserve Bank as part of the executive, given the independence there, and that interest rates are something that would impact Indigenous people. That's where they're going there. Look, this feels like we are in the real nitty-gritty. I'm not sure this moves any voters out there. And I think I'm speaking as if the opposition are going to oppose the Voice, which, of course, isn't their stated
position. And not going
position,
to make that decision clearly this week, right?
No, is where it seems to be heading. It isn't stated where it's heading. I'm not sure that's the one that moves voters. And it seems that if you are on the no side, you need to start moving voters, because that West Australian poll would be the most concerning for the no side, the 60% roughly that support the Voice at the moment. That was one of the states that No campaign was kind of relying on. They admit openly they're not going to win the popular vote, given the populations of in particular, the cities, Melbourne, Brisbane, Sydney, but they believe their path to victory is through tying up three states. Now, there's some discussion, but the most likely, what the No campaign will tell you is Queensland, Tasmania, and then one of the two of Western Australia or South Australia. Well, if it's 60-40 in WA, and you saw the scenes in South Australia on Sunday when they passed their own version of The Voice and the support there, then it becomes a really tough path. So, look, this is the current tactic. I'm not sure it's a tactic that moves votes, but we wait to see.
Yeah, we do. Thanks so much, Charles.
Anytime, Picker.
Charles Croucher, Chief Political Editor with Nine News. You're listening to RM Breakfast.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.